What are your goals for the year? What are you hoping to achieve? What are you wanting to create in your life? And what are you doing to get there?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Nourished and Thriving Show. I'm your host, Katie Lovett. I'm a registered dietitian on a mission to help you increase your impact and legacy on the world while healing your gut and reducing your IBS symptoms. I'm so grateful to have you here. Each week, I'll inspire you to live vibrantly and provide valuable resources and information that empowers you to take bold action towards your health goals. Before we dive in, make sure you follow or subscribe to my show wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody! It is partway through January, in case you didn't know. Unless you're listening to this at another point in time, and then it's not partway through January, but this message is still going to be super, super valuable for you. So this is actually something that I presented on, if you're listening to this episode as it comes out, I presented on it last week at a weight loss summit, actually. I was an expert speaker on this week-long weight loss summit. If you're interested in getting that, I think that there's still access. You may just have to pay for it now at this point. From the host. I didn't host the summit. I was just a speaker. But you know, I wanted to share my presentation with you guys too. You're not going to see the slides, and it's going to be a little bit more succinct because I like to keep these podcast episodes pretty short and digestible, pun intended there, for you guys, because I know that everyone's really busy. But I wanted to carry the same points across. And I wanted to talk some about goals, actually, is what we're talking about, in case you didn't catch that from the title. Shift your goals, build your dreams, why your goals are keeping you stuck. So that's not really the point of a goal, right? Like, we set goals not to stay exactly where we are or even go backwards. We create goals because we want to transform, because we want to change, because we want to grow. We want some sort of a different result in some area of our life. And so we set a goal to do that. But the way that you set your goal really matters. The way that you set the goal can make or break your results. And this is something that I spend a lot of time working with my clients on. Because if you don't get this right, nothing else is going to fall into place, right? Now, our goals can evolve. And there is actually a new episode coming out. I think it'll be next week that we're going to talk about reevaluating goals and progress and what we're doing to make sure that we're moving forward on track how we want to. So make sure you catch that whenever it comes out. But you need a really, really strong foundation starting out. It's okay if you objectively review it and look down the road and decide it needs to be adjusting. And we're going to talk through some of those situations where that may make sense. But it needs to be a goal that is achievable, that's going to push you towards the right kinds of action that are going to help you get the results from the beginning. Otherwise, you're not going to be very likely to achieve that goal. Now, I love New Year's. I've talked about this before. I think it's just a really cool time to get a fresh start, spend some time reflecting on all of the things that you're really grateful for, things that you'd like to improve upon, things that you want more of in your life, and things that you want to let go of or want less of in your life. I just think it's a really great time for people to take a close look at all of those things. We can do those things all the time and regularly. And in fact, the people who tend to grow the most and really live extraordinary lives tend to reevaluate these things really regularly. People who live extraordinary lives and who are leaders tend to always be reflecting, evaluating, and living really intentionally. But what I'm going to teach you guys today is going to help you set the groundwork to doing that, right? You don't go from where you are right now, which is maybe setting a New Year's resolution, to living a really intentional life that's really framed around your goals that you're thinking about all the time. But that's maybe the direction that you want to move into if you want to really transform a lot of things in your life. Now, let's talk about what some New Year's resolutions look like and what some of those goals look like. It might be, oh, I want to get healthier. Oh, I want to travel more. I want to be successful in my job. I want to exercise more. I want to have improved finances. Maybe I want to, you know, be in a relationship or improve my marriage if you're married. Those are all goals that I hear really commonly. And honestly, knowing now as a certified mindset coach what I know about goal setting, it comes to no surprise to me when I hear that 80% of people abandon their New Year's resolutions by the end of January. 80%. Here we are. It's like the last full week of January. And, you know, in all likelihood, you listening may have already abandoned your New Year's resolution. If that's the case, don't fear. Don't wait until next January to start over. I was talking with a client about this a couple of weeks ago. She said, you know, she was really in her head a lot about, you know, if the morning didn't go as planned, well, today's blown. I'll just have to start fresh tomorrow. If, you know, her week just got really out of control and things didn't go as expected, well, there's that week. I'll just have to start fresh on Monday. No, like stop starting fresh when it seems like a calendar date makes sense for you to start fresh. The fact of the matter is every single day is a gift. Every single moment is a gift, and you, my friend, have the power to choose right now that you want to start fresh, okay? I do this with myself in my parenting. I do this with my kids. I help them walk through this, right? You get to choose. Are you going to be happy? Or are you going to be sad? Are you going to be angry? Are you going to be, you know, resentful? Are you going to feel joy? You get to choose that. And whatever you choose to feel is okay. But know that you're choosing that. And when you're ready to choose something else, that's good. That's great too. You can choose something else whenever you want. You are the author of your story here, right? You don't need to wait for some, you know, calendar date or date on the calendar, a certain time of year, to feel like you can get a fresh start. There are things that you can do every single day to start fresh. We're going to talk about three types of goals that really never tend to work out and that lead you to feeling like you need that fresh start. These are the goals that fail. They never work out. The 80% of people who abandon their New Year's resolutions, they're probably setting goals like these that we're about to talk through. So those goals are should goals, someday goals, and surface goals. I like some alliteration. What can I say? So the should goals, let's briefly talk about that first. So these are things that you think you're supposed to want to do. So these are things like, oh, I should lose weight. So I'm going to say that I'm going to lose weight for my New Year's resolution, but you're not actually that unhappy with the weight that you're at. I should want to be healthier, because like our society is really obsessed with health, but you're not really unhealthy, or there's not really something that's motivating you a lot to move in that direction, to take action towards that goal. I should spend less money. I should drink less alcohol. I should. You're not going to show up on those days to do the action that's required to achieve that goal. We're going to talk a little bit about why that is in a minute, but we're going to finish going through these goals. So that's should goals. Someday goals are things that you do want, but they're things that you wish or hope will someday happen. They're not clearly defined. You're like, oh, I really hope that someday I'll be able to have a second home. Oh man, I really wish that I would just be super healthy whenever I'm an 85-year-old. Even if you're not laying the groundwork for that right now, you don't have really a roadmap or a plan to help get you to that point. I really hope that I get to travel more this next year, but you're not planning trips. You're not actively saving the money and making those budget decisions you need to make to be able to make that happen. You're just, there's Sunday goals. I have on my slide a little picture of a lady with both of her fingers crossed and holding her breath like that. If you're watching the YouTube on this, you can see me doing that. But it's like you're doing all the things like hoping, but you're not actually planning on a way to help it come to fruition. So should goals, Sunday goals. And then the third kind of goal that I see never working are what I call surface goals. These are goals that you really want to happen, just like the Sunday goals. And you may have some plans. It may be more detailed. Like my goal is to, you know, work out 5 days a week at 5 a.m. before I get ready for work. That's great. That's great. But the surface goal, you don't have any deeper feelings connected with that goal. You haven't stopped and thought through why that is. Either the why is a should, like because it's something I should do, I should be fit and healthy, or it's not something you've really thought about, like why you're super motivated to do this. Because let me tell you about these should, someday, or surface goals. Human nature is that we are going to move toward pleasure and away from pain. And let's take that 5 a.m. workout. Girlfriend, your bed is going to feel a whole lot more pleasurable at 5 a.m. than hitting the gym. So you have to write your goal in a way that feels so pleasurable whenever you think about it. Listen to that again. Your goal needs to feel pleasurable when you think about it. It needs to outweigh the pain or discomfort of the action that is required to achieve that goal, right? Growth does not happen without discomfort. But because we're humans, we avoid discomfort and seek the pleasure. That's why I see people with chronic GI issues, this may be you, where, you know, maybe you're really struggling with diarrhea or heartburn or bloating. You're really dedicated. You take a lot of, you know, action. You're on the elimination diets. You're doing all the things and you get just a little bit of relief and you back off and you stop. And then 6 months later, guess what? All your symptoms are back with a vengeance. And then some. Maybe you've gotten some new symptoms in there too. It's because the pain of your symptoms went away and you didn't have a deeper reason why you should keep moving forward on your health journey. Okay? Those surface goals are not going to get you there. You have to have a really, really deep motivation to take the action required to achieve the goal for the long term. Now, I will say this, health, including gut health, is not a destination. It's a journey. And there are going to be some moments in time where our action is not lining up with the destination or the, you know, the end in sight. Right? It's not going to be the best action that helps get you towards your goal. But whenever you have the big reason why, the bigger vision around your goal, you're going to get back on track more quickly. It's not going to take you 6 months and a whole bunch of new gut symptoms to get you back on board, because you can easily call to mind this vision of what it looks like whenever you are in this healthy state, right? And what all you're able to do, who you're showing up as, who you're, you know, how you're acting, what, who you're surrounded by, all of that. So should goals, someday goals, and surface goals don't get us there because they're not enough to make us really, you know, avoid pleasure and seek out pain or the discomfort of growth, which is opposite of human nature. We have to flip it. Our goal has to become more pleasurable than the discomfort of the actions that are kind of uncomfortable that help you grow. I want to share a quote from Andrew Carnegie. It says, if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hopes. Listen to that again. And I want you to think about your goal and think about it in reference to this quote. Does your goal command your thoughts? Does it take up your thoughts every minute of every day? It's all you can think about because you want to achieve the goal so badly. It commands your thoughts. It liberates your energy. When you think about this goal, you are so energized and compelled to take action towards it because it's so exciting for you. Commands your thoughts. It liberates your energy and it inspires your hopes. Whenever you think about your goal, do you feel hopeful? Hopeful for your future, hopeful for what your life looks like as you move toward creating that goal and living that intentional life that you were designed to live. If the answer is no, you need to reevaluate your goal. Okay, now it could be a surface goal, like it could be something that you really do want, but you just need to remember and think a little bit more, spend some time thinking about why. The why is the pleasure. The why is what motivates you on those days that you don't want to show up and take the action that needs to be taken. I go through all of this. I have a whole section in my gut rehab course about this. So there's no way I can cover all of it today, but hopefully this gives you guys a little bit to think through. Share with me, what are your goals for the year? What are you hoping to achieve? What are you wanting to create in your life? And what are you doing to get there? If I can be of any assistance along the way, I would love to play a part in that role, in that life that you're creating for yourself. I love seeing my clients showing up and living the extraordinary lives that they were created to live. If you've enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so, so, so much to me. Pause it, this episode right here. Go leave a 5-star review rating and write a few words about why you like listening to the show each week. It means the world. It helps me keep showing up for you and it helps me reach more people with this message that other people really need to hear. So you're doing your part to help make the world a better place too by leaving a review and a rating. So that's all for today. Make sure you tune in next week and share those goals with me. Talk later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the entire episode. I hope you are feeling inspired and empowered to take bold action towards your health goals. If you enjoy what you heard, don't forget to follow my show so you never miss a new episode. And it would mean the world to me if you left me a review so others knew what to expect from my show. Last, get in touch. Let me know what bold action you're taking. Let me know how you're inspired. Follow me on Instagram at @the_healthygut_dietitian. I've put a link in my show notes for you so you can simply click and follow. Come say hi, I respond to all my messages and I can't wait to get in touch.